Madam President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the people and the government of the Union of Myanmar, I would like to congratulate the President and Vice Presidents for the election at the 65th World Health Assembly. Understanding that universal health care is not the one-size-fits-all concept, nor does it imply coverage for all people for everything, we are striving to contemplate three critical dimensions. Who is covered, what services are covered, and how much of the cost is covered. Recognizing that promoting and protecting health is essential to human welfare and sustained socioeconomic development, we are committed to strengthen the health financing systems to ensure that all people have access to health services when in need and do not endure financial hardships paying for them. Based on the most recent estimation of the National Health Accounts in Myanmar, the out-of-pocket payment for health care was still around 80% of the total health expenditure, which itself is around 2% of gross domestic product. We are trying to improve our health financing system through increasing tax-based revenue to ensure that government health expenditure will be increased year by year. Coverage expansion for social health insurance through Social Security Board, proper documentation of social assistance by community and community-based organizations, piloting township-based health protection scheme, introducing maternal and child health voucher scheme, and ensuring sustainable assistance from international donors and organizations. Madam President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, learning that countries will travel different paths towards universal coverage, depending on where and how they start, and make different choices along three dimensions as stated. We also believe that the learning curve will not be without cost, and the following challenges are to be tackled in modifying the health financing system. Increased tax revenue and efficient allocation of tax-based financing, which needs to be a high-priority political agenda, and capacity building for evidence-based decision-making. Effective fund management, including cost containment and social health insurance under Social Security Board, raising sufficient revenues to cover the needs of the poor as social safety nets, applicable policies and procedures for poverty identification, comprehensive monitoring and evaluation system to measure universal coverage, and infrastructure development, including financial management capacity, our banking system, information and technology development. We believe that health needs to be a part of inclusive national development and healthy competition with other development partners. Our goal is to help country attain universal coverage that ensures access to quality health services for better health outcomes. It will also be a key to combat inequity in health services provision across the country, especially within the regions and states, and even within the townships. Given that 70% of the population in Myanmar is residing in rural areas, rural health development becomes a critical segment of inclusive development with emphasis on poverty alleviation. In this manner, universal coverage is the core necessity in realizing health systems strengthening. Madam President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we do believe that we have the capacity to raise additional funding for health either by giving health a higher priority in the government expenditure or by raising additional revenues. Given that we are committed to cover 100% of the population, we are trying to learn the best practices and lessons from other countries' experiences. We also acknowledge that universality can be ensured only when governments cover health costs of people who cannot afford to contribute. With the new administration, we are working on how best to expand or maintain coverage in three critical dimensions as mentioned earlier. We are now in a stage of developing a standard service packages for all domains with this costed plan and area mapping so that we would come up with some ideas of what services cost, and then it would be possible to know how far we can expand coverage in various dimensions. In conclusion, I would like to say that we are trying our best towards the path of universal coverage, and we do believe that we can reach further in a faster manner with all the concerted effort of all stakeholders, including international community. I thank you.